So I got an iron bedstead in the bedroom in the back yard that I had built since just before Mr. Moore died. And it built out of block. Mm-hmm. And I stayed back there because, oh, honey, it's so noisy through here.
Yeah, on your street.
Yeah, and it's run all night. So, if the room gets cold, I got a heater in there. I got one in your room there. Got one in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just tell you the truth. I'd rather any day be, it don't matter how good it looks, I won't. See, I can get off the bed without holding them iron posts,
mm-hmm.
strip, you know. Well, they just stuck in the bottom where the bed goes on, and then there's a thing at the top or the other end mm-hmm. of that thing, and I pull on
a pulley thing to help you turn over.
Help me, I have to pull to turn over, and I have to pull to slide my feet and legs off the edge of the bed, and then I've got to pull up here, you see,
mm-hmm.
that I can hold so I won't fall, and I push my chair right up that side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. What did people usually keep the clothes in back then? How did they store the clothes?
Well, they had old-timey chests. My first husband made two chests, and my father and mother had chests.
Now, was this the tall ones?
Well,
the ones that had the lids.
Before I go, huh? Now, sure. Now that my husband, first husband, made that. But it's supposed to lay down that
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lay down flat on the floor
yeah.
and put quilts
in. Now my stepmother's got one old, nearly 200 years old, and they called them a blanket chest.
Uh-huh.
But some of them had these big ones. What do you call these big ones that had the drawers?
You talking about chest of drawers?
Yeah, chest of drawers. Well, and did they use those? Now I've seen the
yes,
kind of
and it had a glass in it.
Uh-huh.
See?
And what did they call the ones that had drawers on one side, and sometimes they had a door on the other side, and sometimes they had two doors?
Well, they call them clothes chests, where they hang them up, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you ever hear them called any other names?
No. You see, back then, along in there, they didn't have so many names for
mm-hmm.
that furniture. You know?
I was thinking my grandma had something we used to call a wardrobe or something.
Well,
like
a wardrobe is one that's built sort of like these here, what we call, what is it being to call that thing that we hang our clothes in?
They call that a wardrobe too.
Well, anyhow.
Sure.
A shift room,
yeah.
That's what they call it. Shift room,
mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
it. That's what they call it.
I know when we were little, we used to talk about getting in Grandmama's wardrobe and hide, and I know it had doors or something.
Yeah,
they
got four doors, and some of them has got short drawers of, you know, a certain
mm-hmm.
height from the floor. But there's different styles of them.
Did they have them? They covered them with horsehair, didn't they? The living room suits then, that had the different pieces. What did they call their pieces then?
Well, they called it a lounge.
All right, some of them were lounge.
Uh-huh.
And some of them had backs all the way across them, and some of them just on one end. Did
well,
they have different names for those?
Yeah, they had different names for them. One of them was a regular lounge you could fix a bed on
mm-hmm.
if you had company, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that one didn't have enough of one headpiece. They taken and used it about the children
mm-hmm.
laying down on it during the day, you know, and all when they went to sleep.